Joe. Talk to you for just a couple of moments.
What do you need?
Just talk a little baseball with the great Joe Torre for Dallas Radio.
Sure.
All right. First of all, when I ask you about the hat, you're looking very dapper in the hat tonight. Oh, my goodness. It's Chris Berman showing you something.
You've got your own card.
Chris Berman?
That's not fair.
He's very proud of his few business cards for some reason.
The more you do, the longer they keep you around. I'm sorry about that.
No, Chris, it's fine. I forgive you. It's fine.
I figured you'd get a kick out of that.
You got to forgive Chris Berman, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
How long you known Berman?
Oh, forever, forever, when he was, just ESPN, when ESPN was new.
Have you shared any odd meals with him, some rollicking meals with the wine flowing?
No, not really. We do have one common fact about us. You know, he has a home in Maui. I have some property on Maui, so we haven't crossed paths there yet, but because our seasons are always a little bit different.
That sounds very common, man, of you guys.
Well, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Gosh.
Jeez.
All right, first of all,
he's going to have something nice. He's Joe Torre.
First of all, I don't quite understand his, I'm basically asking, are you and Berman good friends? And he says, oh, yeah, we got a lot in common because they've never seen each other in Maui, but they both own some property there. Yeah, that's really a close thing there. Why did he have to bring that up?
Not afraid to say roots for the San Francisco Giants, but that's okay.
Right. What do you like about this Texas team?
I'll tell you, I love the fact they got back to the World Series again. And, you know, having done it with the Yankees, you know it's not easy to do. And I really admire, Ron Washington. A lot of times people get teams get to the World Series, admire what they just did, and then forget about next year. But obviously they, and losing Cliff Lee and still finding their way back here, this series is a long way from being over.
Now, do you ever miss managing, or do you thank God every day that you're out of that hellhole?
Well, I don't go that far, but I was very fortunate that when I made the decision not to do it anymore, that it was my decision. So I'm very much at peace with it, and I haven't missed it because when you see the way this season has unfolded, how the Cardinals happened to get in, and the Braves sort of fell by the wayside, the Red Sox fell by the wayside, you realize you didn't want to be in any of those dugouts. So, I'm pretty happy in the new position that the commissioner has allowed me to be in.
Ron Washington, he's got to have the funniest hair of any major league manager.
Well, I'm a little sensitive to hair because I don't have any. So I admire anybody who has their own hair, for sure.
And you got to admire that that Ranger first baseman who hasn't played in this series, but Mitch Moreland.
Yeah, well, there's always that time, especially when you're playing in a National League ballpark, that you're going to be called upon to do something. But, without the DH, the game changes quite a bit.
Thank you for your candor, Joe.
Okay.
A couple things here. George, you acted like you didn't hear what Craig and I were responding to about the tension when I asked him for the interview.
No, I guess I missed that.
All right, listen at this.
He did not want to do it.
Joe, talk to you for just a couple of moments.
What do you need?
What do you need?
Okay.
That's pretty awkward. And I thought Joe made a great point when he said that now remember, this is before game two, and Joe Torre makes the point that the series is far from over.
Well,
it's about as
to be right.
It's about as close to being far from over as before game one. That's as close as you can get.
That's pretty cool, though. He is greatness.
Yeah. And it was just, I just thought it was so surreal. Me and Joe Torre and Chris Berman, those are the three heavy hitters of baseball.
Look at my card.
Yeah, Chris Berman come over and basically showing him like a Matchbox car or something, like a toy he just got. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, that's the exclusive Joe Torre interview. And I want to encourage everyone, please, if you don't listen to anything else all during the World Series, you must listen to 8:40 today. My exclusive interview is C.J. Wilson.
Ah, yes.
My explosive interview with C.J. Wilson. We're going to have so much fun with this. It's unbelievable. 8:40 today.
All right, then, Gordo. Thank you for that confluence of you, Joe Torre, and Chris Berman yesterday before Game 2.